Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt, and I'm calling in from Colorado tonight. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and proud to be the host of this evening's Meet the Owners call. David Sandoval, our owner, founder, and formulator, is doing the second in the series about frequently asked questions regarding the transformation. And I know that most of the people who start with Purium do that 10-day vacation from processed food as a way to get warmed up, to get a sense of what the lifestyle is about, and you know, that experience for the majority of people is so profound that they choose to continue on with our products. And so it's really, really, really important that we make sure that everyone who does a transformation, tries a transformation, has a good experience, knows what they're in for, understands you know, how it's going to happen, why it's happening in your body the way it does, and the best way to experience that transformation. And so that's why David's doing this call, and as I said, last week's call was recorded. That was the first set of frequently asked questions, and we got another set of frequently asked questions for you, David. I know you got the questions lined up. I know you got the answers lined up, and so I'm going to turn the call over to you.
Great, David. Could you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Perfect. Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Sandoval. I am one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products, and I have to tell you that that is quite a rewarding job. Right now, we are experiencing explosive growth in Europe, and I would call anticipatory growth in the United States. We are bringing in a lot of new people who are really excited about the prospects of Purium. And we're bringing a lot of our older people to convention to get them very, very fired up and excited about the future of Purium. And I'm just going to say it one more time, a little bit of Barnum and Bailey and a little bit of Oprah. You know, the convention is going to be one surprise after another, after another, after another. It's going to be one treat after another. It's going to be one special, awesome deal, freebie, something for you after another. I'm really excited. I loved last year's convention, but it was the Chester convention. It was the first timer. It was the clumsy first kiss, maybe, in a manner of speaking. But we're ready now, and we're really excited about all of the new initiatives and all of the new things that you're going to learn about and opportunities you're going to be able to participate. But more importantly, the things that you're going to want to be there to see with your very own eyes. And I'm not saying that just to be a promoter. I'm telling you there are going to be things that you're going to want to see with your very own eyes. One of them may even involve me, but that's all I'm going to say. We get a lot of questions, but I want to tell you, many of you don't know that I did radio in New York City for many years, and I documented all of the questions that I got, and over the course of several years, and being on the show week after week after week after week, month after month after month after month, and year after year after year after year, I added up all of the questions that I've ever been asked. And believe it or not, there were only 50. And that included the weird ones. You see, there's only so many questions that people could ask about health. There's only so many questions that people could ask about nutrition. And so what our goal is to document all of, let's say, the 50 most frequently asked questions about the transformation. And by the time we have had five of these calls, or six or seven of these calls, and we've answered seven or eight or 10 of these questions on each call, then we should have just about covered it. So let's get on to it. First of all, I love the transformation, but I want to remind you that it is not a vacation. It's a vacation from processed food. And sometimes, if you really like processed food, that's not going to seem like a vacation at all, especially for the first 3 to 4 days. Your body's going to be fighting it. And so I want all of you to succeed in your own 10-day transformation. I want you to do continuations and try another transformation like so many people have done as they just go and as they just continue to go for it. But in order for you to have a successful transformation, you need to be aware that it is a challenge. I call it the transformation challenge for a reason. Because it is going to challenge you. It's going to challenge your willpower. It's going to challenge your desire to have a better life. How bad do I really want it? How big is my why? Why am I doing this? And when I'm feeling weak, when I'm feeling like I want to quit, you got to look at your why. And if your why is pretty big, then the reason for wanting to quit is going to seem relatively small. And if your why is pretty small, then your reason for wanting to quit is going to seem relatively large. So before you start your transformation, I want you to be ready with your why, and we're going to help you with the how. Now, first question. Does the water in the power shake count towards my water needs for that day? Why or why not? Okay. Well, the answer is yes and no. Mostly no. Here's what I mean. If you are a small person, a child, if you weigh 105 or even 145 pounds, up to, then you may find that that much liquid between all of the power shakes and the tart cherry, that you may be really bloated, like with water. And so here's what I want you to do. I want you to use less water in your drinks. Don't dilute the cherry or the power shakes quite as much. And that way, you can have more pure water, and that will count toward it. So, the answer is yes. Every day, you need to drink half your body weight in ounces, period. But, the answer is also yes. You can reduce the amount of liquid per each shake and your tart cherry, thus hopefully solving that problem. I hope that that makes sense. A follow-up question, do I have to drink half my body weight in ounces of water if I am not thirsty? Only if you are urinating more than an average of every 2 hours. And I don't mean a little pee-pee, I mean really urinating. So if you wake up, you should urinate. Let's say that's 6:30. By 8:30, 10:30, 12:30, okay, 2:30, 4:30, 6:30, 8:30, 10:30. So if you are properly hydrated, you're going to urinate 9 times a day. If you're overhydrated, you're going to urinate more than that. So there's your answer. If you're urinating more than 9 times a day, then you are drinking a little bit too much water. If you're drinking, urinating less than 9 times a day, you might not be drinking enough water. And there's your answer. I followed the plan. Why didn't I lose weight? Well, there's a lot of reasons, but the number one reason is your body wasn't believing that you were ready to lose weight. Your body puts weight on you for a multitude of reasons, of which the number one reason is stress. And if you're so anxious about losing weight and you're weighing yourself and measuring yourself, or if you just really, really, really want it, or there's a lot of stress in the rest of your life, conflict at work or in your relationships, or a relative just died, or you're having trouble in some aspect of your emotional life, then those could be the most likely contributing factors. Other factors are that you are a female and you may have some hormonal related issues. You may have some thyroid issues. You may have, may not need to lose weight. You may have gained muscle and lost fat. We call that transferring weight, and that happens a lot. But the main thing is losing weight is a side effect of breaking your addiction to processed food and detoxing your life. Now, people ask me, why can't I work out? Why shouldn't I work out? Why won't you let me work out? I'm addicted to working out, just like I'm addicted to food. Because working out is stressful. Yes, it could be de-stressing as well. That's why I encourage like 3 minutes of really hard exercise. Maybe twice a day. Maybe 20 minutes of light exercise 2 to 3 times a day. I'm okay with that. But if you go and you pump weights and you do this and you really stress your body out exercise-wise, that's more stress, more likely that you're not going to lose weight. Not permanently. Maybe temporarily, but not permanently. Because you didn't allow your body to take a vacation. Take a vacation from stress and processed food. So, again, I know a lot of people think of the lifestyle transformation and the transformation cleanse as a guaranteed weight loss. It is not. The average weight loss is over 12 pounds. But that doesn't guarantee that anyone's going to lose weight. It's like the stock market. It could be going up and everybody's making money, but some people don't. It's just, that's just the way it goes sometimes. That's why we have a 60-day money back guarantee. But most people feel great even if they didn't lose weight. And they do some yoga and they start to take some more white American ginseng and things get better. By the way, you guys are listening to Purium's Wednesday night Meet the Owners call. I'm one of those owners. My name's David Sandoval. I am a freak about making this world a better place. I am passionately and purposely dedicated to you, to your life, to your future, to 10 generations of your children and beyond. I want to prepare your genetic pool. I want to prepare the culture of your family. I want to prepare for the future. And in order to do that, we need to begin to transform the way we live. We need to begin to transform the way we look at food, the way that we look at life, the way that we appreciate life, the way that we should be appreciating food. How do we appreciate food? Do we appreciate food for its aroma and its taste and its convenience and its inexpense or maybe its extreme expense? What are the reasons we value food? Because if you were to value food by the only value that really matters, will this food nourish me? Will it make me strong? will it perpetuate my personal genetic pool in the strongest possible way? Will it perpetuate my life for the greatest longevity that I have in my potential? And the answer is probably not if you're eating typical American food. And so when we reconnect to real food, things change. When we reconnect to real food, things change. And that's why we have the 10-day transformation. We have the 10-day transformation so people can take and reconnect to real food. But it's not always easy. Sometimes people experience changes. My monthly cycle came early, not mine personally, when I was doing the transformation. Is this normal? I know we're advised not to do it during our period. Should I stop and start again later? You know, I've got no problem doing it during your menstrual cycle, before, during, or immediately after. Just know that your moon is going to cause you to retain more water, to have hormonal changes, to have some stress, and that may disaffect some of the benefits of the transformation that happened. I'm not going to lie to you. So yeah, you may want to do that. You may want to stop and restart, or just deal with the fact that it may not be exactly the way it is for other people. That's just the reality of it, and I apologize for that, but it is true. I have trouble taking pills. What can I do to make it easier to take the super aminos, the super cleansar, and super lights? You know, there's an old thing that says you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. You see, people are telling us, wow, taking the daily fiber shake is so much more water. And there's so many drinks, just like the previous question, you know, what if I'm bloated? What if I've drank too much? So he tried to make the cleanser into pills so people could use a little bit of water and wash them down, but it doesn't always work that way. So you could take your super cleanser capsules. You could open them. You could put them into one of your drinks if you like. You could chew the master aminos, the super aminos. And you can open up the super lights, sprinkle them over food. I put them on your avocado and stuff like that if you want. I'm okay with that if you like the taste. There's ways around this. Be flexible and creative. But I tell you, you don't do what you never do, is you never take the super aminos and you never soak them in water and wait for them to dissolve, leave them overnight, set them on a counter. You can't do that. If you want to crush the aminos and immediately mix them and drink them, I'm okay with that. But do not mix with water and let dwell, because they will potentially become contaminated very quickly. Because amino acids feed bacteria like nothing else. So in the glass, sitting there exposed to the air in a potentially warm room, not a good idea. My muscles are aching and I feel like I'm having growing pains. Why is that and what should I do? I have to admit I've never heard this question before. A lot of times people begin to experience some lymph drainage. And the types of foods that we're providing you, the master aminos and the super cleansar and such, they're going to help create lymph drainage. And when you have lymph drainage, it does make your muscles feel tired. It does make you feel like you're having growing pains. That's the only answer I can think of. What should I do? Roll with it. Have some extra organic kombu blend. That might help. Can I prepare my power shakes the night before? Not a good idea. Not a good idea. By the way, for those of you who come to convention, you are going to be introduced to the next generation of Purium shakes and the mobility, how to make your Purium shake. We're going to show you a couple of innovations, two innovations that are going to make mixing your shakes and drinks so much more easier. It's going to blow your mind. So no, don't prepare them the night before. This is pure living food, just like the aminos. That's an amino no-no. That's just not a good idea. Question number 8. We're going to get through them tonight. Can I use balsamic vinaigrette or olive oil or any other dressings on my flex foods? You know, I would say yes. I would go a lot lighter on the oil. Sometimes you don't know the quality of the oil. A lot of times what you think is olive oil isn't. So if you truly are getting virgin, raw, organic olive oil and use a little bit, I'm okay with it. But the vinegar I really like. Vinegar suppresses your appetite and makes you feel full. And that's why the pickle diet used to be so successful. Women would just eat pickles. And they would keep them from getting hungry because the vinegar in the pickles would suppress their appetite. It would also alkalize them. So it's not a bad thing. I was told it was a 10-day program. But now my friend is saying that I should restrict myself for 2 to 3 extra days in advance as well by cutting out or reducing meat, dairy, processed foods, and caffeine. Is that necessary? Why or why not? Well, have you ever been a runner and you go out and before you run, you stretch? And you make sure that your calves and especially, you know, your Achilles tendons are warm and loose and stretched. And maybe you shake your hands. Maybe you jump up and down a little bit. You lift your leg up and you do some, you know, some track type of stretches. This may take you, 5 minutes. And then maybe you're going to go for a 30-minute run. You know, figure if you're running, 8 miles an hour, 30-minute runs, 3.5 miles, that's pretty good. So what's going to happen is some people are going to start running without doing that. Some people are going to go for the same 30-minute run, that they're not going to have stretched, they're not going to have warmed up, they're not going to prepare themselves mentally for what was about to happen. Because they're not prepared. So is it necessary? That's a very good question. I see a lot of people go out and start running for 20 minutes and they didn't stretch at all and they don't seem to have a problem. I see other people that if they didn't stretch, if they didn't prepare, if they didn't warm up, they're not going to make it. So you got to ask yourself, are you going to make it 10 days without preparing, without warming up, without showing your body what you're about to go through in a micro scale? So that when you start running, you don't just shock your body. I hope that analogy helps you. Hope it makes sense. Because the days that you prepare are going to dramatically reduce the impact of days 1, 2, and 3. Which is when most people who do quit, quit. But if you prepared for 2 or 3 days, and day 1, 2, or 3 just really seems like day 3, 4, or 5. And during the first 2 days, you did it yourself. You took control. You didn't wait for a guide or a support call. See, this changes everything. So psychologically speaking, should you do this? Absolutely, you have to. Physiologically speaking, should you do it? I really believe so. And I hope that answer helps you. Again, my name is David Sandoval. We have now covered, wait, do we have one more? Hold on, let me look here. Give me a second. No, it looks as though that was the final question, but we have now covered 16, I believe, or 17 questions on our way to 50 plus about the transformation. Send your questions in. We will answer them on this line. And now, as is our tradition, I'm going to unlock the lines and give us an opportunity to say goodnight. But before I do that, I want to say that I'm so excited because we're about to release the online edition, or the at-home version of the Sports Performance Academy. So if you have ordered it, it is soon to be on the way. And we're about to contact you to make sure we have your proper address and all of that. And very shortly thereafter is going to be the Detox Academy. And so if you're in those categories, and we hope that you are, we're about to have a little bit of fun, a little more fun than we've ever had, having three of our four academies ready for you and one to go. So again, I'm about to unlock the line. We could all spend one moment and say goodnight.
Good night.
By the way,